defense today?
I thought our defense was really good. I thought their defense was really good. I thought that they missed some shots because they had three or four open looks. 14, Jones had two looks to start the game. It wasn't as good as the score, but both teams were so inept offensively that I'm sure it was a hard game for a lot of people to watch the first half. But we did defend and rebound.
How big was the end of the first half, just stretching it out a little bit?
Yeah, good getting it from 7 to 10. You know, in a game like that, you guys have been around, 40 to 31 or 40 to 33, let's say, if it's a 7-point game, you know, feels like it's pretty tight. But the way this game was going, you know, 25 to 18, you know, I felt like we controlled the whole thing, but that's, you know, that's only three baskets. I think it was important that he made it, and then he made the three to start the second half, and we were on our way after that.
The significant rebounding differential, how did that impact the final score and the winning back?
Well, I thought, you know, Doak statistically didn't have a great game, but that was one of the better games he's played. Except, you know, he just didn't handle the trap worth a flip. But he rebounded, and they got him down for no blocks, and that's not right at all, you know, because he had a couple of the first half at least. I thought that Doak was good. I thought he defended. I thought he protected the rim, and I thought they didn't challenge us much inside, in large part because of him probably. I thought he was good.
With the way they defended, how important was Moss?
Yeah, well, we were, you know, Dot was off, and I thought Marcus was pretty good, and Oach pretty good, but we had to have somebody make some shots, and Isaiah was good, and then Christian, what did he make, two or three?
Three or four.
I think having our bench guys combined to make 7 threes, that's something that we welcome.
Coach, you've been coaching for a while, but how gratifying was it to be way out here on the West Coast and have that great fan appeal out there where you were cheering?
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
I don't know. I'm sure other programs have it, but I don't know that anybody travels to everywhere better than what we do. I mean, Maui, we pack Maui every time, and I bet you we've taken more people to Maui the last two times than any school's ever taken. We played in Sacramento a couple years ago, and we had a 5,000 there, and today we probably had, I'd say, at least three, didn't we? I don't know who travels better than us, but I don't think it's people that travel as much to see us from home. I think it's people in this area that get a chance to go see their team, and so yeah, we're very appreciative of that. You don't get that at many places. We're very spoiled.
You said Marcus could have gone back into the game last week. From what you saw from him?
No, I never. I don't think so. He told us he couldn't play last week.
From what you saw, 31 minutes from him today.
Yeah, I thought he looked healthy. I don't know what you guys thought. I thought he looked 100%. I didn't see anything about an ankle that was bothering him today. So I thought he was good.
This series for the 4 years.
It's actually been, I don't know what Jared thinks, it's actually been a good series for us. I'm excited right now because we're going to get on the bus and I'm going to tell our bus driver to give us a tour of campus because none of us has seen campus before. The trip to Sacramento was a great trip for us because of that building and everything. And then Stanford should have beat us last year at our place. I mean, they outplayed us last year and we got lucky late. But I think it's been a good series for us. But I don't know how Jared feels about that.
Built from that open drought they had, what were some of the things that you liked defensively that you saw from your team?
Well, I thought we played the scouting report. I thought our switches were good. I thought for the most part, we defended the arc and kept the ball out of the lane, which is kind of hard to do sometimes. So I thought we guarded against Villanova too, but I thought we were turned up this defensively. Like there were a couple of times where we should have stole the ball and didn't, or the ball didn't bounce our way, or we got a run out, but it was a shot clock violation. I mean, we were really close to scoring off our defense better today. We just didn't do it.
You talked a little about this last week, but do you think this team got what it needed out of non-conference play, and you're ready to go into Big 12?
I don't know that we're ready. I think the schedule definitely served its purpose in what we needed to do. you know, it's you know, people can say whatever about our schedule. It's the hardest schedule. What's it ranked number one? A strength of schedule in the country. I mean, so hopefully it did prepare us. I think that's a little skewed though, because I don't think it has been, but I think it's up there pretty high. But I think it's prepped us for the league probably as well as anybody's been prepped. But we're getting ready to play a different animal on Saturday. I mean, that'll be if we thought this was non-autistic today, wait till you watch that one, because that'll be a fist fight. You know, every possession.
Three in a row for Christian, too, for CB. Pretty good games.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the beginning for him?
Yeah, he to me, I don't know how you guys think, he still looks hesitant to me in some ways, but he didn't look hesitant shooting the ball. And it's always good for a freshman to get that first one down, and he did. So, yeah, I'm excited about him. I thought Christian played fine. I just thought Christian was better in the second half.
Any reason for Moss's comfort level out there looking good? Did you talk to him a lot after Villanova?
Moss? No, not really. I mean... So, he missed his first two or three, and then he got hot after that. But no, I just tell him to keep shooting it. We want him to shoot it, and he's a big key to our team, because if he doesn't stretch it, then we can look pretty inept at times.
All right, Coach.
Okay, guys, thank you.